in the very next conference, we're going to be looking at how to conduct an effective competitive analysis as well. So with all of that in mind, let's move quickly to this conference's topic, which is how our test site increased its conversion ratio by nearly 100%, and focusing on customer ratings. And so let's move quickly into that. There's four or five key questions we're going to look at, one of which is what are customer ratings themselves. And most of us are familiar that customer ratings are a feedback mechanism used on many of the online shopping sites. I think the most influential are DealTime, BizRate, and PriceGrabber, as well as Yahoo. And I think that if you're in the electronics computer business, Nextag, PriceGrabber, and PriceWatch are particularly effective. With these services, consumers are given an opportunity to rate their shopping experience with an online store, generally after they've made a purchase with that store. And these votes, quote unquote, usually 1 to 5 stars, are then tallied and averaged to determine the overall rating for a given store. The rating is shown alongside the store's name or product information in order to help future customers make purchasing decisions. So in summary, basically, high customer ratings will encourage future sales, and low customer ratings will have the opposite effect. Let's look at one of the URLs to kind of get an idea of what we're talking about, because we're going to get very practical here. We're going to show you data where we actually tested how a store performed with and without those ratings, and then we're going to get into the methodologies that we've used to improve ratings. But first, if you'll go to URL link number 2, which will take you to shopping.com, we won't stay there long, at shopping.com, you'll notice there that we're looking at a Canon, an XPC Canon power shot. Alongside of that, you'll see ratings there on shopping.com, which used to be known as DealTime. And I'll give you just a moment to get there, and then we'll move to BizRate and look at some BizRate ratings, and that's URL number 3. At URL number 3, you'll see an example of a rating there, and you may want to take a look at that. And then let's, once you see both those examples and have got the general definition from us and also kind of this key listing that I gave you earlier as to those that matter the most, I want to point out, by the way, when mentioning that list, that apart from that, there's external rating systems, not shopping or search engines like the Better Business Bureau, and also resellerrating.com. Those are two services you ought to consider also. The Better Business Bureau, I don't know how effective. In the past, the studies I've done, I'm not convinced of how effective they are at truly policing offline or online, but I do know that they have a strong, recognized brand. It's reasonably easy to get rated with them, and their rating next to a key leveraged place on your site where you're asking the customer to make a decision to trust you can help push that customer over the edge. So I would say that you want to consider both the Better Business Bureau, reseller ratings, secured shopping or VeriSign logos are good, and then in the actual engine / rating groups, DealTime, BizRate, PriceGrabber, and Yahoo as key ones that you may consider. But when you think about all that, as you well know, it means work and it means tremendous attention to customer service, and is it worth it all? And I think all of us know that ratings are going to improve conversion, but the question is, how much do they improve conversion, and are they worth the time and trouble it takes to maintain it? Because many of us also have experienced the fact that some of these rating services are unfair. You can do a very fine job for a customer, he can still complain, and it can still affect you. So to gauge the impact of customer ratings on a website, we measured the conversion rate before and after a new test site received a rating on shopping.com. The before numbers were generated with a rating of no rating, while the after numbers were generated after our test site had been given a 5-star rating. Here are the results 30 days before and after the rating increase. Having said that, you should look at your notes now and you'll see a chart appearing. Just refresh the page and you'll see a new chart appearing in your notes. Very simple chart, but it's very profound. You'll see the number of clicks before ratings was 14,241. And the orders were 67, and the conversion.
That chart I thought posted yet.
It's not posted yet. Okay, let me give you.
Yeah, it just showed up for me, so hopefully everybody has access to it.
Thank you. That's Jimmy Ellis on the phone, who's kind of an expert in this area. And if you want to look now at your chart, you'll see these numbers: 14,241 for clicks, 67 orders, and conversion rate of 0.47%. Now, what you need to know, two or three key things here, but I want to point out something that should be a question right away. After the five-star rating, you should note that the conversion rate will go up dramatically, but that the clicks are much lower. Now, the reason those clicks are lower has nothing to do with the rating. It's because this test could not be done in an A-B split test model, but had to be run sequentially, and during the busy season or for this customer, they get more clicks, and the subsequent part of the test was run in the less than busy season, and so the number of overall clicks is lower. This has nothing to do from all of our testing in isolation with the rating. It's just the fact that we had to run in two different test periods. But still, you'll see the numbers are dramatic. The conversion rate here is 88%, nearly double once this rating appears next to the listing. And you can see it even more specifically if you look at, say, a 15-day period just prior to the rate increase. So we're going to go to a 15-day period. You'll look on your notes, and in just a moment, you should see that chart refreshed. Jimmy, do you have that chart in there yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so now you should see a chart that compares not 30 days, but 15 days, at which point you'll notice the differential in clicks is less because we're starting to move out of their busy season. But most significantly, look at the difference in conversion rates. From 0.44% to 1.04%, more than double. And this is simply the addition of a strong rating next to the customer. I almost think, and Jimmy, this would be an interesting experiment, I almost wonder if no rating is better than a one-star or a two-star rating. You know, I wonder what version is with a one-star rating.
I can tell you from personal experience that that is correct, but we will test and hopefully produce a result on that one.
When we did had other testing. Go ahead.
Exactly. When the company I was before had a, unfortunately, had a very low rating for a period of time, 1.5 stars. 1.5 star rating was definitely worse than having no rating at all. Because when you have no rating, people will usually click through to visit your site, see if you have other third-party credibility indicators, or see if you look like a reputable site, and most likely buy. As soon as you receive negative reviews that confirm that you're not a good, you know, from what's being posted is not good and positive, you will definitely receive less, at least from my experience. So hopefully we can provide some test data in a follow-up article.
I think Brian Bob, make sure that we add these key points into this particular report that I'm talking about regarding the number of stars and what Jimmy just brought out also. Many of you on the phone know that we'll be releasing this, the notes for this report, the full report, next week, and we'll, of course, be adding more information. So then it becomes pretty clear from the tables that the five-star rating had a significant impact on our test scores conversion rate on shopping.com. It also should be pointed out that the differential would have been even greater, more than double, had we gone not from a no-star rating but from a low-star rating. So the question then becomes, you know, how does this impact the way you and I market? And we advocate viewing customer service on the Internet as an actual marketing expense. Now, it doesn't matter to me how you line item it in your actual financial budget, but it does matter in how you consider it, because the kind of customer service that produces a five-star rating is requires a great sacrifice typically on the part of a merchant. It requires more than good customer service. It requires bending over backwards. It requires giving refunds sometimes that aren't deserved. And if you tack that up as just a loss in financial loss on a refund product and don't put it over in the other column as a marketing cost to keep your ratings high, you may be tempted to do what's fair. And to do what's fair makes a lot of sense in many business environments, but in this case, simply treating a customer fairly is not enough. if you take what you do above and beyond the fairness level and attribute it to a marketing cost, you keep customers who are wildly enthusiastic about you. And so I would suggest that you consider that as an approach. Keeping in mind the significant impact that customer ratings can have on conversion rate, we ask that you make a simple shift in how you perceive customer service. So our key point is, if customer service can have a direct, causal impact on your conversion rate, then it should not be viewed as a basic cost of doing business, but should be considered part of your marketing expense. Customer service can be leveraged in multiple ways to create value for your online stores. So incidentally, I'm looking at notes from one of my team members on this scratching the side of this report I'm going over, and it's critical to think also that while this increase in customer service is you know, almost aggravating and yet worthwhile, the actual 5-star rating should dramatically reduce your cost per sale. And so the reduced cost per sale, why? Because you're getting more click, you know, you're getting more clicks, and you're getting a higher conversion off of those clicks. When I say more clicks, not necessarily, typically more click-throughs because of your rating. And secondly, you are getting you know, a higher conversion ratio, so the cost per click overall, or the cost per sale, is much lower. So with that in mind, let me make 3 or 4 key points and then get into the meat as to how to improve your ratings. But as shown above, number one, ratings will have a direct impact on the amount of sales you're able to make through comparison search engines and other sites. Customers will shop with more confidence if your ratings are high. Two, in addition, some comparison engines will rank your store higher in search results if it is the higher rating, or if it has a higher rating than its competitors. Now note that, because like in Yahoo Shopping, it wasn't just a matter of getting increased customer confidence, but it was getting increased exposure or a higher search ranking within Yahoo Shopping because of your ratings. This, of course, can bring you more traffic from these engines, and as well as improved conversion. Number three, you can also incorporate your ratings into your primary website as an additional, this is very important, as an additional third-party credibility indicator. For example, if your Yahoo store or your Amazon Z-Shop has a 5-star rating, you can include this rating on your website. Potential customers familiar with Amazon or Yahoo Shopping will feel more comfortable shopping with a merchant who is a trusted associate of these brands. So don't just have the customer rating, the customer rating of your site on your listing, but actually place that kind of information on your site so that someone that may not come to your site through the shopping channel, but from a different reason, gets ready to make a purchase and sees that your 5-star rating on BizRate, or sees that you have a 5-star rating with Yahoo. Surround the risk-sensitive parts of your order process with confidence-building evidence like these ratings. Number four, customer reviews and feedback. This is very critical, too. It's a key point. When you are getting these ratings, you're often getting comments. You can list those comments and use them as testimonials, providing yet another credibility indicator. Customer ratings often provide customers a chance to leave a text review in addition to the numerical rating. These reviews are an excellent source of customer testimonials that can be incorporated into your site at locations. Let me point out something about that, how we've done this in the past. When you work with someone who has a 5-star biz rating, Jimmy, what is it? How many purchases typically and how many reviews to get your rating in biz rate?
For BizRate, it's usually 100.
Okay, and if you have to, so that means you've got a lot of ratings and a lot of purchases. Now, most of us have a hard time putting together that many testimonials unless we've been in business for a long time. But once you get these ratings, you can go back, take the better comments, cut and paste them, then put them into a spreadsheet or a Word document and break them down into categories. If the review was about the shipping, then put it in a category under shipping. If the review, if they said something positive in their comments about your speed of delivery, put that in the shipping category or in a separate category depending on what the national categories are. If it was about the quality of the product or how well they liked it or the fact that they did an exchange or a refund and you were quick to respond and give them their money back or to replace the product, break all of those testimonials into four or five main categories. And I'm going to tell you why, because most of us use testimonials in a haphazard way on our site. We don't think strategically about how to use them. The best thing to do is to get the testimonial that closely relates to the type of risk the customer is taking when they're on your site. If it's right there at the order and it's about the time or speed of delivery, or it's about how quickly the customer's service responded, then put that right there next to where you're asking for their credit card. If it's about the quality of the product, then take that testimonial and put it there on the product page so that the customer sees a vote of confidence for the product. But match the category of the testimonial with the category of the risk that the consumer is assuming if they move forward. And use your testimonials that way, and it's a wonderful way to take great advantage of these rating systems and get more out of them than just the listing advantages. So through intelligent techniques like these, your customer service will not simply be a way to retain old customers, but will also become a means of acquiring new customers and of increasing average customer or annual customer value. So what are the best ways, then, to increase your customer ratings? We've talked about how to use these ratings. We've talked about whether or not these ratings are worth the aggravation and the effort in order to achieve them. But I think, obviously, the question that many of us would have at this point is, okay, so it seems like a good thing. How do I do it? And so I'd like to take the balance of this short conference and kind of go over those key areas with you. And beginning with, I guess I have about 11 key points, and I think I can get through all of them. Don't neglect also, when you get the main report, the literature review that we have accompanying this. There's 12 other reports from our own site that may be helpful, plus there's a literature review with many, many other sites that we've studied and information on this in order to prepare this report, and we've rated those, and you may want to review the literature review in addition to these 11 keys that I'm going to give you now. Here's number one. Focus on personal, top-notch service. Excellent customer service will pay large dividends for your business in terms of repeat sales, recommendations, as well as customer ratings. Seems rather obvious, but it really is the foundation. Nothing else we do after this will matter if you're not delivering genuine, above-average, superb service. And that may mean, and this is something I would point out, that may mean that you have to be far more careful about the suppliers you represent, particularly if you're a dropshipper. The reality is, or you're using a dropshipping service, the reality is that much of your reputation becomes dependent on other parties. And if you cannot get those parties to perform properly and they're representing you, you can do everything right on your end and still lose in the customer rating business. And that's very critical. And it's one of the things that makes retail more complicated than it looks to the average person getting ready to get into it. They have no idea of the logistics side of delivering quality service. You must be on top of your logistics. It's not enough to have good, honest customer service people and to have your phone line staffed and have, you know, a great attitude. There are, if you don't solve the logistic problems before you move into these ratings and allow them to rate you, you will be in grave trouble because it's much harder to go back and get a good rating than just establish and do it from scratch. So get the logistic part worked out as well as, you know, the commitment and attitude that comes with good customer service. Number two, include direct links to your shipping emails that include FedEx or UPS tracking numbers. This is a key service feature that is more likely to win or garner a top rating from a prospective surveyed customer. Number three, solicit feedback and ratings from individual customers. And craft a well-written email that politely asks for the customer to give you a rating. And if this email, here's a key point, can be timed so that it's delivered on the same day or the day after the package is received, it will improve response rates and will be more likely to receive a good rating. My point would be that the additional incentive of you sending an email and asking a customer to rate you when you know that you've done a good job in terms of delivery can help you to get more ratings, and it can help you to get ratings faster. If VisRate requires 100 ratings, how many orders do you have to do in order to get 100 ratings? Certainly more than 100, because not everybody's going to take the time to complete the rating application or complete the rating survey. So you must help the process by using smart well-timed emails. So number four, I think we have someone that may want to mute their line. Other than that, Jimmy or Bob will mute all the lines except mine for a few moments just to make sure that that's clear. All right, that's good. We're fine now. Number four, if you receive any negative ratings, respond immediately to the customer, either via email or through the comparison site. Many comparison sites allow seller comments should be used for every negative comment and rebuttal comments for potential rating fraud. A competitor can hurt you with a false rating, and you need to be able to respond to that. Yahoo has been notoriously terrible about helping you in this area. Some of the others are a bit more responsive, but pay careful attention to negative feedback. Monitor it and find out why and if it's legitimate. If you see that a customer has given your store a poor or mediocre rating, you can contact them and try to address the issue which resulted in the unfavorable rating. If you can correct the problem, some sites will allow a customer to replace his or her unfavorable rating with a more positive one. This is something Yahoo is now beginning to do, and perhaps could help many of us. So my suggestion would be stay on top. Now, there's another reason, of course. It may be that you just dropped the ball. Everyone does it. When it happens, you want to know what went wrong so that it doesn't happen to the next customer. This kind of careful monitoring will make you a better merchant. All of this, I tell you, good pay-per-click campaigns make you a better merchant. When you're monitoring your pay-per-click campaigns, you discover what product categories are weak because you see lots of clicks but no conversion. You can discover what copy, site copy, is poorly headlined or poorly written. Use your marketing to improve not just your sales, but to improve your product and your product presentation. Bon, give your customers an incentive to provide a rating by offering a coupon or a discount for their next order. It's important to note that you're after honest responses, so don't use your incentives to solicit just positive feedback, but use the incentives to help get them to take the time to give you that rating. This can make a big difference in the beginning, especially when you're trying to get enough ratings to show up. Many comparison shopping sites have exit pop-ups to increase the number of ratings submitted. Some even allow you to run multiple pop-ups to rotate and test your most effective copy, which brings me to an observation/point. Getting your first few ratings should be a priority on any new rating platform. Most sites require 4 or 5 customer ratings before they will give you an actual rating. Without one, many potential customers will be hesitant to make a purchase with you. And which brings up point 8, that is, do not let your ratings slip. Once they do, and I've had research partners we worked with that have stellar ratings, and because of issues that not necessarily were their fault, problems sometimes with their merchant company who suddenly increased the reserves dramatically and hurt the float, or problems with drop shippers who don't deliver products as they promised. But for whatever reason, their ratings dropped. And once they do, you'll be fighting an uphill battle to get them back into the 4 to 5 star range. A disgruntled customer is much more likely to take the time to make a complaint than a satisfied customer. That's a very critical point. Only when you work hard to increase your ratings and serve your customers well will you receive a steady flow of positive reviews. So, again, those are keys that you're going to want to keep in mind as you're thinking it through. And then review the rating guides or facts on the individual rating platforms to optimize how you interact with customers on each platform. We've listed many of these in the literature review below, but the rating guidelines for the specific platforms have specific information that can make a difference for you. And you're going to want to pay attention to that information because it can have an impact on, can have a significant impact on the individual organization or platform's rating system. Number 10, utilize as many rating services as possible. These include the comparison search engines, online stores like Yahoo and Amazon, and auction sites like eBay. They also include the third-party sites that we've already listed. In our literature review, there's more information regarding this, and you should check that out also. Then number 11, consider implementing an eCRM form, customer relationship management solution to streamline your customer service processes. We've included a number of eCRM resources in the literature review, and you're going to want to use those to help streamline the process of dealing with your customers and improving the overall quality of service that you that you deliver. And so, essentially, I think the meat of what our research has indicated is that it has such a significant impact on conversion ratio. It has such a significant impact on cost of sell that focusing very hard on delivering above average, above standard, and when I say standard, I'm talking about standard. The standard is good customer service, but above standard customer service, and viewing that as a marketing expense can pay significant dividends for online traders where feedback is so easy to and so quick to impact your overall sales. So that is our report, and those are our findings. We're going to be releasing the information in detail next week with additional data and additional information that we're preparing. But I want to send that to you. If there's a question, I'll be happy to answer that quickly. But I think other than that, I'm going to close this out and let you go back to winning good customer ratings and winning more sales. Okay? I appreciate everyone's participation, and we will talk to you in our next conference, which, by the way, addresses this topic of how to develop and execute an effective competitor analysis so that you can learn from and evaluate what your competitors are doing in the market and use that to get strategic leverage in the marketplace. We will look forward to that. Okay? Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later.